Many a times, people who are trustees of masajid, trustees of madrasas, or they render service to the khanqas, or they out in tabligh and dawat, or they in any other kind of dini institutions, then after some years of service, if there has been some kind of rejection by somebody or the other, or there is outwardly no appreciation of the services rendered, in other places, shootings have taken place in parking lots. Shootings. Just because a car was obstructing somebody. When there's an announced program, of course, that time the person must try and park such a way that he is not obstructed if he wants to leave. The announced program, 500 people are sitting, and then one person parks his car right in the front here and then says 10 cars blocking. So that is not right. Then he must park, if he knows he's going away after namaz, he must park right outside. But after the programs, then it is the duty of the person who has parked in a place where it could be obstructing that he must go and check immediately. Even his sunnats must be delayed. Read it a little later, first go and park the car properly and then come back and read sunnats. Sometimes a person comes in, he hasn't read his sunnats. So he parked right at the end. Now the other people have finished their sunnats, they're coming out. That is Islamic teaching. Now my mind is completely, I don't know what I was talking about. What were we discussing?
Trustees,
mashallah. I was saying about service. Trustees render some service. For in the Jamaat, the person went out, up and down, and made a lot of gush, talib, tabligh. Or the person was helping those and assisting those that are coming to the khanqas, wherever they've got a khanqa. And he was close to the Shaykh also. Or the person was in any other kind of Islamic activity. Then after some time, due to some quarrel, some argument or some problem with somebody or the other in that same group, another person finds a kind of rejection. The musallis ignored that person, or the musallis snubbed him or didn't show appreciation for his services. So straight away now shaitan starts whispering that I did so much of service to deen and see what they did. No appreciation. So there is a clear sign that that person was not doing it for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. He was doing it for appreciation. So Allah Ta'ala showed it to him. The people that you were doing it for, now see what kind of appreciation they are showing. But if the person did it for Allah Ta'ala's sake, then if there is appreciation, he'll make shukar, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, Ya Fazal, you put muhabbat into the hearts of people and they're appreciating. And if he finds rejection, then he'll say, if my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after doing everything, still Abu Lahab, Abu Jahal, and so many others rejected him. And so many people called him madman, na'uzubillah, and they called him magician, and they called him all kinds of names. So then, who am I to say that after I did a little bit of work, now there must be appreciation from everybody? So this is what this Tazkiyah and Tarbiyah is all about. To purify our souls, that all our amal, all our actions come solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Neither do we get inflated when somebody praises us, and nor do we lose hope and we become despondent if somebody criticizes us. If somebody praises us, we consider that as praise of Allah Ta'ala. If he didn't give the intelligence, if he didn't give the ilm, if he didn't give the tawfiq, then where we would have been able to do anything? And if there's criticism, then we must look into the criticism. We have forgotten now to look into the criticism. We just brush it off. Must see if that criticism that is being made, if it is haq, it is a truth, it is in us. That weakness is in us. So then we must rectify that weakness. Then we mustn't even see from which quarters it is coming. Even if it is a little child that points out our mistake, and it is a mistake, then we must accept it. But if that weakness is not in us, it is just due to jealousy or malice or anything of that kind, then ignore it, finish and carry on. If the whole world calls somebody bad, but he is good in the eye of Allah Ta'ala, so he is not going to be bad. He will be good, even if the whole world calls him bad. Sometimes one young person is doing everything right, but the whole environment is an environment that is very vicious, very sinful, very un-Islamic. The family is not obeying Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there's a lot of evil in their lives. Now this one young person, one young girl, one young boy, and the whole family is in a different direction. So now to them, this person is bad. He is bad. As I mentioned this morning, that they will say that he is creating division. So in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he is not bad. In the eye of Allah Ta'ala, he is good. That one person in that whole crowd is good. Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at majority or minority. So now if he is good, then he is good. Now if the whole world is calling him bad, why must you worry? As long as in the eye of Allah Ta'ala he is good. And if everybody says he is very good, why? Because he's got a lot of technical knowledge and intelligence and all other matters besides deen and sharia, he's got everything. Yes, if he's got a marriage of the both, he's pious also and he's got technical knowledge and scientific knowledge and other knowledge, then it's not a problem at all. But if he doesn't have that, he only has one part of it. Now everybody, they like him, even though he indulges in all kinds of sins and vices, but he's the brain box in that business. So all like him. But in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he is worth nothing. In the eye of Allah Ta'ala, there is nothing. So even if all the people or the whole family and the whole world says that this is the man, he is from the Ulul Albab, then we will say he is not the Ulul Albab. Look at what Allah Ta'ala, who does Allah Ta'ala call Ulul Albab? Sometimes that person is Shaitan Kabab. He is not from Ulul Albab. So we must look at, is Allah Ta'ala pleased or not? So this is what comes in minds of people. I rendered so much service, so many years I did this, so many years I did that, so many years you did for who did you do it? If you did it for man, if you did it for people, if you did it for praises, if you did it for recognition, then if you don't get it, blame yourself. Why did you do it for the sake of people? And if we did it for Allah Ta'ala's sake, then say, well, up to what extent I could have done, I have done. Now if my services are not required, then alhamdulillah, what must I want? The world is large and there's so many places that a person can go and render the service of deen, and so many other khidmat he can do. So there's nothing to be despondent. If one area rejects, you go to another area. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rejected in Makkah Sharif, he went to Taif. They rejected him in Taif, then he went to Medina Sharif. And in Medina Sharif, Allah Ta'ala opened the hearts of the people. They welcomed him with open arms. They had so much of love for him, so much of sacrifice they made. They were prepared to give their lives for him. So Allah Ta'ala gave them Islam of the highest level. And then from there Islam spread. And then Makkah Sharif also came under conquest. And then those same people who were enemies of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became his very best companions. So Allah Ta'ala's system is very, very different. But this is what tarbiyah is all about. This is what tazkiyah, we keep talking about tazkiyah. And this is what we don't want to learn about. We are prepared to learn everything else, but when it comes to purification of the heart, then that's not in our dictionary. We don't want to even think of purification. We think that we are purified, what purification we require. We made wuzu for namaz, so we purified for namaz. And we got ghusl already, so finish. What more purification we need? And as for our clothes, then they are white. Topi is white, kurta is white, my socks is white. Finish. What more I need? It's all white. So the person can have all white, and he can be even president in the White House. He can be wearing white suit, white socks, white shoes. and a white cap, then he can be in the White House. But if his heart is not white, then it's nothing. Then Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, who was black, black face, black lips, black eye, black hair, not handsome, but he was more beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and more esteemed in the sight of Allah ta'ala. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he goes for Miraj, he hears the footsteps of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala in Jannat. So his skin is black, but his heart was pure white, milk white. Allah ta'ala looks at the hearts. And this doesn't come easily. It doesn't come easily. To suppress the nafs is an art. It has to be learnt. We can make a lot of speeches. But nafs, if we cannot shoot down, then even if we shoot down all the lions of Kruger National Park, we haven't shot anything. If a person is very courageous, he goes to Kruger National Park and he shoots down all the lions, he hasn't shot anything if he hasn't shot, learned to shoot down his nafs. When he learns to shoot down his nafs, when the evil taqazas, the demands of the nafs, creep and come to the surface, when evil desires tempt the person, then at that time to shoot down the nafs, if he has learned that, then he has learned everything. So every person must check, and especially all of us who are in this field of deen, madaris, masajid, khanqas, tabligh, dawat, any kind of deeni activity, trustees of institutions, then we have to keep on checking our niyat all the time, all the time. Where are we heading for? What is our niyat? What is our intention? Ikhlas is something that has to be learned. And then Allah Ta'ala will make our hearts magnet. It will become magnet. Like how magnet draws metal, the heart of the Ahlullah, they draw hearts. Allah Ta'ala will make that. First we have to make ourselves, submit ourselves totally to Him. Kill that pride. Lower ourselves, humble ourselves. People's criticism, just listen to it, finish. But look at it. If it is right, then put it right. If not, then praises also must not affect us. Praises, we must think, is Allah Ta'ala's praises. Where can we be really worthy of praise? All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala. So quickly, the last 10 days, Ramadan Sharif is almost finished, in fact. The last 10 days, they move so fast that we can't keep pace with it. So whatever has been achieved in the way of ibadat, zikr, tilawat, make shukr over it. The remaining days, spend them correctly. Go to the business if you have to. I have mentioned that many times, that we need people in every field. We need the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. And also we need, I mentioned Stanger, and also we need for that person who overtakes on a blind rise in the face of oncoming traffic, we need an undertaker too. For that overtaker, we need an undertaker. But now if all those people sit down in the masjid in i'tikaf, then what's going to happen? So we need people even outside too. But those who can free themselves, as much as they can free, they should free themselves and engage in ibadat. If that is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did in the last 10, practically the whole month of Ramadan, then who are we? Who was more mujahid than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Who did more dini khidmat than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Although the battle of Badr did take place in the month of Ramadan, and Fath Makkah also took place in the month of Ramadan. But besides those two occasions, and that too when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came from those battles, then what did he do? He went into i'tikaf to show the importance of this last 10 nights and 10 days. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. All those who are coming to Stanger, make sure that you are there, inshaAllah, by Asr time. After Asr, I will be addressing the people that are sitting in i'tikaf. So try and be there by Asr time. Asr is, I think, 5 p.m. there. And make a lot of dua for my health, success of the programs. Niyat is only one. Allah Ta'ala must make us all His, finish. If Allah Ta'ala becomes ours and we become His, then the whole world is ours. The universe is ours. Everything is ours. Our children are ours. Our family is ours. The society is ours. But if we are not Allah Ta'ala's and He is not ours, then nothing is ours. No matter how much we say this country is mine, this shop is mine, these children are mine and wives are mine, but nothing. At the end of the day, it's all just superficial love and muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala takes away the true love from their hearts. And then we end up with nothing but quarrels, arguments, problems, nothing else. Most of the Q&As, that is what there is. Q&As, wives are complaining of the husband, husbands complaining of the wives. In the questions and answers that we have to, the questions that we get in letters all the time, in telephonic calls, and even I believe on the radio stations, that's what happens. So that's why I say that Q&A means quarrels and arguments. Q&A is actually quarrels and arguments. Very few real questions and answers. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala become pleased with all of us. Wallah, if Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with us, then it is khair fi dunya and hasana fi dunya and hasana fi akhirah. Both things we've got. And it's not difficult, that is the main thing, that it's not difficult. We make things difficult. This is all just for practice and training and how you have hospitalization. So like that in the month of Ramadan, we say, or the person is told to go out some months in the Jamaat or go to the khanqa or do something. That is just for training purposes, how people go out for training. Now that young pilot, he telephoned me from Johannesburg, says I'm leaving for Bangkok because that simulator on which they have to train for those big jumbo jets, that training has to be done there. So now he's gone there for training. So now what did he go there? He's not going to sit there all the time. He's going to train there, then he's going to come back, and then he's going to fly those planes. So this is for training purposes. Otherwise, Islam itself is very simple, practical, beautiful. It's not difficult at all. We make it very difficult. We make it sound difficult. It's very beautiful. What's difficult? Look at the number of things that Allah Ta'ala made farz. Simple. 5 times namaz, fasting in Ramadan, zakat, hajj. It's practical. And if the person cannot undertake it, then it's not even farz. He doesn't have that amount of money. Then there's no zakat also if he hasn't got nisab. So there's nothing difficult in Islam and in deen and in sharia. We make things difficult. Make amar bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar, call towards good, prevent from evil, fulfill the rights of people, and just stay away from haram. Now in staying away, you don't have to do anything. In staying away, you don't have to do anything. If the person is told to stay away from haram, now is that something very difficult that Allah Ta'ala has imposed upon man? He's asking him to stay away, not to do anything, and he'd get a lot of rewards for it. That is where shaitan and nafs comes in. That those things that Allah Ta'ala says stay away from, he puts enjoyments in there. then we say it's difficult now to practice on Islam. So who made it difficult? We made it difficult. 90% of those people who give big speeches on Islam and on Deen and on Sharia and Quran and Sunnah and Dawat and everything, but they can't get rid of those TVs and movies from their homes. And then they say it's very difficult. To practice Islam is difficult. So who made it difficult? We're going to invite the whole world towards obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but we can't apply it in our own lives, then it will be difficult. So make a lot of dua tomorrow, inshallah. We'll begin with our 21st night. Allah Ta'ala must make it maqbool for everyone. I read one tasbih or a little bit of Allah, Allah, and we make dua. Put some fan on this too. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyathal Mustaghithin, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana Zalamna Anfusana, Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna Lanakunanna Minal Khasirin. O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring Allah. O my most tolerant Allah, O my most generous and kind Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. We have just extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. We haven't extended it before any idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we haven't extended our hands before human beings who become angry if we have to repeatedly ask and beg of them. Ya Allah, we have extended our hands before you and you become extremely pleased if we have to beg of you. If we don't beg of you, you become displeased, you become annoyed, you become angry. My beloved Allah, you yourself proclaim in this Mubarak month and in the Mubarak nights of this Mubarak month. Is there anyone seeking forgiveness that I may give him forgiveness? Ya Allah, we have extended our begging bowls and we are seeking forgiveness for all our sins. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Mere Allah, hum nadim hai, sharminda hai. Hum gunegar hai, hum napaak hai, gande hai, siyakar hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Whatever we may be, my Allah, we are your servants, we are your slaves. Where do we go? Who else is there for us besides you? There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home in which we can go and beg. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Nothing was hidden from your sight. Ya Allah, we were only fooling ourselves if we thought that no one was watching us when we were indulging in sins and vices and evils. You could have seized us there and then. You could have brought humiliation, disgrace, embarrassment and shame upon us when we were indulging in sins, adultery, fornication, drinking, gambling, popping drugs in our mouths. or other kinds of vices and evils, my beloved Allah, you could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have paralyzed us there and then. But how loving you are. How loving you are, my beloved Allah. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you still give us to eat, to drink, to wear, to travel around. Everything of the best you are still blessing us with. Sight, hearing, speech, our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. My beloved Allah, how generous, how kind, how loving, how forgiving you are. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of your maghfirat for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, overlook the shortcomings, the faults, the weaknesses of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night, sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste the sweetness of your marifat, of your closeness, of your love, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the sweetness of ibadat, and the sweetness of zikr and tilawat, and the sweetness of iman. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to get any taste of this sweetness. For the moment we will get the sweetness of iman in our hearts, then we will distance ourselves from sins, we will hate sins, we will dislike sins. Therefore, nafs and shaitan do not want us to come anywhere close to you. Ya Allah, what have we achieved in distancing ourselves from you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Arguments, quarrels and fights. Disputes and divisions and disunity. My beloved Allah, this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, when we are at the door of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness of all sins. Bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. We are sick and ailing. Give us shifa from all our sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Spiritual and physical ailments and diseases, give us all shifa. Complete cure from all ailments. Whether they are amongst us, in hospitals, in clinics, or wherever they may be, Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the world, throughout the continents. Bless everybody with hidayat, with iman, with Islam. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. Ya Allah, there is no shortage of space in Jannat for entire mankind. Those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will never ever accept Islam and continue the destruction of the Ummah and oppression and suppression. Then, Ya Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Cause their planes to crash. Give them a taste of their dreams. My beloved Allah, protect the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wherever they have been stricken by disasters, wherever disasters have struck, those who passed away with Iman and Islam, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give them Shahadat. And those who are suffering, Ya Allah, remove their suffering, their pain, their problem. Ya Allah, make it easy for aid and help and assistance to reach them. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, when we are eating such good food, and we are enjoying the beautiful shelters that you have provided for us, the beautiful homes and mansions and bungalows, Ya Allah, thousands of people are homeless, thousands are refugees, thousands are still under the rubble. Mere Allah, unki madad farma, nusrat farma. Ya Allah, those who have gone for umrahs, accept their umrahs, accept their tawafs, their ziyarat, their ibadat, their zikr, their tilawat, their sa'i, their duas. Ya Allah, accept the tears. Ya Allah, وہاں پر جو آنسو بہا رہے ہیں ان کے آنسو کو قبول کر لے. اس کی برکت سے ہمیں بھی مغفرت دے دے یا اللہ. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. If you are ours, everything is ours. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری, جو تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا, زمین میری. Those who are planning to go for Hajj, my beloved Allah, make it easy for them to go for Hajj. Ya Allah, remove any obstacles, difficulties that may be in the path of them proceeding for Hajj. And bless them with Hajj maqbool and mabroor. But bless everyone that is proceeding to those Mubarak lands to appreciate and value every moment in those Mubarak lands. And to restrain themselves from any sort of disrespect or any kind of sin and vice in that Mubarak land. Ya Allah, one day we have to die. There is no way that we can live here forever and ever. Before our death comes, my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all sins. Ya Allah, bless us death in Madina Tayyibah, burial in Baqi. If it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our time, in our wealth, in our lives. My beloved Allah, bless the entire ummah with barakat. Protect us and safeguard us from any kind of haram coming into our system. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those will be sitting in i'tikaf from tomorrow, my beloved Allah, make the i'tikaf extremely easy. Ya Allah, make the i'tikaf extremely easy. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat and maghfirat that pours in this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, accept the zikr, the tilawat, the ibadat, the fasting, the i'tikaf, and all other ibadat done in this Mubarak month. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. My Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of everyone who has raised their hands this part of the night in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. We haven't been able to ask everything. Ya Allah, whatever good desires are in the hearts of everyone who has raised his or her hand, Ya Allah, fulfill all those good desires. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Whatever other desires are in the hearts of the people, fulfill those good desires. Those who are in studies, give them success in their studies. Give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.